Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, thank you for being here today. I have an email that is dated yesterday from someone in the USDA Animal Plant Health and Inspection Service from Raleigh, North Carolina Regional Office. It appears to be an email to his regional team, and I wanted to read you a part of that email that concerns me. It says, during the management team conference call this morning, I asked if there was any latitude in how sequestration cuts related to aquaculture could be managed. Spread across the region. The question was elevated to APHIS BPAS. The response back was, we have gone on record with a notification to Congress and whoever else that APHIS would eliminate assistance to producers in 24 states in managing wildlife damage to the aquaculture industry unless they provide funding to cover the costs. So it is our opinion that however you manage the reduction, you need to make sure that you're not contradicting what we said the impact would be. Mr. Secretary, I'm very concerned about that last line. I'll read it to you one more time. However you manage that reduction, you need to make sure you're not contradicting what we said the impact would be. Mr. Secretary, is it the policy of your department and within USDA to not use any flexibility that you may have in managing the sequester?
No, Congressman. And I'm not sure whether that decision is a result of prioritizing and actually using flexibility. If we have flexibility, we're going to try to use it to make sure that we use sequester in the most equitable and least disruptive way. There are some circumstances, and we've talked a lot about the meat inspection, where we do not have that flexibility because there's so few accounts. But in other areas, you may have multiple accounts, and you may have flexibility, in which case you have to prioritize what's the most important thing to adequately and appropriately fund. I'm not familiar with that email, obviously.
Would you agree that reducing the impact to producers should be a priority?
Yes. But if you have limited resources and given the diversity of agriculture, you may have to choose how much of an impact you have on any one particular group of producers to be able to maximize the protection of a larger group or a group that has broader reach. I just don't know about that particular issue. I wouldn't say that we've said no to flexibility, but there are certain circumstances where we don't have flexibility.
My concern from the email is that it intends, I believe, and the way that it is worded is that it prioritizes staying consistent with the administration and what they previously said than what they may decide to do to protect producers. And I'm hopeful that that isn't an agenda that's been put forward that really will look at the reductions that we have to deal with and do them in the best manner possible to make sure that we protect the industry and as many producers as we can.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to follow up quickly with, you know that in South Dakota we have a big problem with the mountain pine beetle. And the mountain pine